Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Omud Beis, and we are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new siman, a siman Shin Yud Beis, which deals with some very private halachos of how a person goes to the bathroom on Shabbos in terms of nikias, in terms of hygiene, in terms of wiping himself with things that might be muktzah, or in our more modern times with toilet paper, to tear it or not to tear it, etc. Chazal were not afraid to talk about any dinim. The Torah gives us dinim in every aspect of our life. And that's, I think, is a constant reminder that we should be aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved with us every second of our lives, even in things as mundane as going to the bathroom. I also would suggest that after learning this siman, a person will have a new appreciation of the bracha that we say every morning, Sha'asali called Sarki, because I doubt many of us would be able to easily survive under the hygienic conditions that were apparently very common in the times of the Gemara, certainly in the times of Chazal. And Baruch Hashem, we really thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the tremendous luxuries that we have in terms of bathroom, toiletries, etc. The Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Mishum Kvod Brios, because of human dignity, because of the need to maintain human dignity. Hitiru L'taltel Avonim L'Kaneach. The rabbis permitted you to take muktzah stones that were not previously designated for usage such as this, and move them on Shabbos, even though they're muktzah, in order that you should be able to wipe yourself. They did not have toilet paper. They did not have all sorts of luxuries that we have in the bathroom in order of maintaining our hygiene, and they would take a stone and wipe away the excrement from themselves. And therefore, this was permitted by the rabbis on Shabbos, even though the stones were muktzah. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Aleph, V'uhadin Tzroos, the same thing would apply to pebbles, Oshar Dovor, Ki Haigavno, or anything like this that is muktzah and is normally not allowed to be handled, but is needed over here for bathroom etiquette. The Lav Bar Tiltulov, anything that normally is not handled, would be allowed to be handled in this situation for Kavod Habrios, for human dignity, make sure that you could get the excrement off yourself. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Vafilu lahalosum legag imo, and one would even be able to carry these stones up with him to the rooftop where they would have a makeshift bathroom, dahave tirch yisera, even though this is something one could argue, he's taking up a whole bunch of stones over there, he may not need all of them, he's doing extra excessive work on Shabbos, maybe we shouldn't allow this, nevertheless, because of kavod habrios, the human dignity, mutter, we allowed him to do this. The Mechaber continues, and he writes, Umi sheyesh lo mokum yuchad lebeis hakisei. They did not have indoor plumbing, they did not have indoor bathrooms, so they would designate certain areas sometimes outside, or they would just go wherever the opportunity arose that they could go in a somewhat sanua fashion. So if a person did have some sort of an outhouse or a designated area where he would be able to go to the bathroom, Mi sheyesh lo mokum yuchad lebeis hakisei, so that person would be allowed, yochol lahachnis imo avonim lekaneach milo hayad. He could take a large number of stones, a handful's worth of stones, more than would be needed for one time going to the bathroom to that place, because he would be able to use them at another point in time over there, even if he didn't need them right now, he'd be able to still use them that Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Beis, Pirush, the understanding over here of the Mechaber is, Shamokum kavua lo lebeis hakisei, since that place is designated for him for a bathroom. Tekivin shekavua lo lichno shom tomid, he uses that on a regular basis. Imkain, therefore, afilu im yishtairu lo avonim, Arvis, even if he brought some stones there, for example, Friday night, and he didn't use all of them up, it's not called the Tircha Yisei, it's not excessive work. You call it Kaneach Bem Shachar, so use them the following morning, the following afternoon on Shabbos. Ya'keni Tiru Lo Lahachlis Melo Hayad, therefore the rabbis permitted him to carry these muktzah stones more than was needed for just one time going to the bathroom. V'lo Havi Tiltu Shelo Litzorcha, then that's not called excessive Tircha that's not needed. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "V'af the oso hamokum eino miyuchad lo li'atzmo." Even though this privy over here, this bathroom, is not just his private bathroom, other people also make use of this. V'efshor sheyichru acherim esu avonim lekaneach, and other people will see stones over there and they will use them, and then his work will have been done for naught for himself. The Mishnah Berurah says that's not a problem. Les lombar, why should that be an issue? D'mali hu mali acher. What difference does it make if he carried it for himself or if he carried it and ultimately somebody else used it? It's perfectly permissible because of kavod habrios. V'yevshor gam kein sheyitzdarech lo achar kach b'yatzmo. And maybe he might have needed it himself if the other person didn't use it, and therefore l'hachi shari. Therefore, this is permissible. In the Shaar HaTzion Os Aleph, he points out this is the majority opinion that's supported by the Magen Avraham, the Aryeh Rabbah, and the Vilna Gaon. However, the Bach disagrees, and he's machmir, if it's only for that person, you can bring up Melo Yad, but if other people might use it, the Bach is machmir to say no. Mishnah Berurah continues in Iraya to Masha Kosav Achakach, that which we're going to read in a moment in the Mechaber, V'im Ein Lo Mokum Kavua, if it's not a set bathroom place, Hainu, that's talking about Shaholich Pam Lo Mokum Zeo, Pam Olech Lo Mokum Acher. It means that he sometimes goes this place, sometimes he uses that place to go to the bathroom. Again, they didn't have set bathrooms. They had no indoor plumbing. They would just go wherever there was an opportunity for them to go in a somewhat sneer-sticker fashion. If this is not going to be necessarily used again, so then he's only allowed to bring in what he expects that he's going to need for one time, but can't bring up a whole bunch of other stones that he would use for a second or third or fourth time that he'd use them. And the amount that you can bring up is not a melo yad, but it's only the amount that is equivalent to a buchna. Buchna is a pestle, like a mortar and pestle. The pestle is the thing that grinds up the stuff that you put in the mortar. So this buchna over here, kitana, a small buchna, so that amount of stones is a small buchna, would be allowed to be carried to this one-time bathroom usage. Because the b'yachnis yoser, v'yishtayer, because if he brings up more stones and he doesn't need them, and there are stones left over, nimso shetiltel t'chilu shelo tzarich, it turns out retroactively that all the stones that he carried were unnecessary, and therefore it's not allowed by the rabbis if he's only going to use that place as a bathroom one time, and Mestama will not need so many stones. The Shaar HaTzion Oz Beis brings down that this is the opinion of Morgan Avraham, and he says, and even though there is the possibility that maybe somebody else would use those stones, we only allow that in a situation where certainly somebody's going to use the stones, either yourself or somebody else, as we just brought down a minute ago, but not in this situation where there is no guarantee that anybody else is going to use it, and therefore you can't bring up more than you're going to need if you're only planning on using this one time. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'kosed ha-Mogin Avron M'shem ha-Poskin. The Mogin Avron adds in the name of other Poskin, D'ho d'matirim b'veis ha-kisei kavu al-ha-hach n'shom avonim m'shabas. That which we allowed you to go in a set bathroom and bring up more than you need for that one time, stones for usage, ha-inu davka, that's only in a situation, b'she'enem yuchad lo li'atzmo, el-nosim that's when this is a public area, so to say, and other people besides yourself will use it. In that situation, we couldn't have expected the person to go and put stones there before Shabbos, because even if you put stones there before Shabbos, other people may take them. So it doesn't make any sense for him to necessarily put stones there before Shabbos, since they won't be prepared for him for Shabbos anyway. He's going to have to go get new stones on Shabbos. As I just mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah says that maybe other people will take the stones he prepared before Shabbos. And therefore, if it's a public bathroom area, so to say, he doesn't have a chiyuv to go put the stones there before Shabbos. And this is talking about where it would be difficult in the field if he put stones there to go get new stones now later on at another time. The tirchu lohochin may have Shabbos, because it would be a difficult thing for him to go get and prepare this every Shabbos because it's far away, the rechokahi. However, so if this bathroom area is near his house, and he's the only one that uses this bathroom area, it's not really used by other people, and no other people use it, even his own household, they all have their, so to say, separate areas that they go and use, then on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go bring any stones there at all. You should have prepared them on Arab Shabbos, because they would definitely be there, because it's your private bathroom and nobody else uses it, and it's close to your house. It's not a tircha to go prepare them before Shabbos. So if you didn't do this, then you're not allowed to go and put stones out there on Shabbos. Now, the issue, footnote number one, brings down, if his intention was to put stones there before Shabbos, and somehow he forgot, or he wasn't able to do so, then Rabbi Akiva Eger, Zatzal, brings down, Shemuta lahachnis b'Shabbos, then you would be allowed to go and bring stones there on Shabbos, because it wasn't intentionally left undone. The Mishnah Berurah continues in the writes, Vel Yerabba mitzadid lahokel b'zeh b'chol gabnei u'kada'as ha-levush. Vel Yerabba is very makel in all of these scenarios that we just brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, like the opinion of the levush. And the reasoning is, Vatam, mishum de lo masik, inish adayti lahokel shom avonim Erev Shabbos. Person doesn't think about this on Erev Shabbos. This is not what's the most prominent thing on his mind. I better go prepare stones for Shabbos usage, and therefore he's makel in these situations. Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Gimel explains the shear of Melo Hayad, how much is a handful. So he writes, Afilu Arba V'Chomesh Avonim. He brings down from Rashi that four or five stones would be the amount over here. And in the Shaar HaTzion Oz Dalet, it says, Vafilu Imayu Ha'avonim Gedolos Yosem Ikebetza. They can even be large stones. Normally, I guess a person would have used smaller stones, but even if they're only large stones over here, as long as he can fit them in a hand, that is acceptable. The Mechaber continues, we already alluded to this in the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mechaber writes, V'im ein lo mokum kavua, if you don't have a set place to go to the bathroom, then machnis imo kishir buchna ketana. In this situation, since you're not going to be using this place necessarily again, it's a one-time usage, so you're only allowed to bring in this pestle amount of stones, a small pestle's amount of stones because it's only going to be used one time. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalet, the Berif and the Rosh, Isa, Kishir Rosh Bochna Kitana, like the head of this pestle, a small pestle, Shadochim Bo Esavosim, which he used to grind up the spices, the Chaymash Matur, and that's also the language of the Torah. In other words, the bigger distinction over here is if it's a one time usage bathroom, then only bring in enough that you can expect to need for that one time usage. But if it's a type of a bathroom where either you or possibly other people are going to be able to use it as well, so then you can bring in this below yad, a larger amount of stones, because even if you don't use it on this time, either you or someone else will use it that Shabbos another time. So it's not tiltal of this muktzah rock for no purpose. Mechaber continues and he writes, Vimni korbi even shekin chubo. This is going to be very, very hard for us to understand with our modern hygiene. But the Mechaber is apparently telling us, if it's recognizable that this stone was already used to wipe one's behind, and therefore it's clear that that's what it's being used for over here, mutar lachniso afilu hu gadol harbe. Then you can bring in many of such stones like this. Oh, afilu heim harbe mimlo hayad. Or even if it's a larger amount than your handful, mutar litol kulan. You're allowed to take all of those stones in. And the reasoning is, the kivin shekinchu behen, since these stones have already been used to wipe one's excrement off one's body, and therefore they're designated no longer as muktzah stones, but they're designated, so to say, as toilet paper at this point. The kivin shekinchuben, since they were used already for wiping away the excrement, they're considered muchon, and they're not considered muktzah stones. Again, very, very difficult for us to understand how somebody could do this based upon our hygiene. But again, the halacha is the principle over here. If something is not a muktzah stone, if it's been designated for usage on Shabbos in a way that's le'olam, as we pointed out previously, you're never going to use these stones for something else. These stones are used for now the purposes of being wiping one's excrement off their body, so then they're muchan and they're not muktzah, and you can bring in as many as you want. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Hey, Mashem Yiloshim Zeh, the Mishnah Berurah says it from the Mechaber's language that it's recognizable that they're stones that have already been used, the im eino nikar, that implies that if it's not recognizable that there were stones that were used to wipe oneself, af sheyadua shekinach bo, even though you know that they were used for this, also likach mimenu below a yad, you're not allowed to go and take a large amount of stones over there, im ein lo makom kavua, in a situation where it's not the makom kavua, then you would still only be allowed to bring in the amount of stones that you need for that one time. However, he does bring down from the El Yerabah, the Yesh Mekilim is that, there are those that are more makel over here, the Kivin Shiyadua, Shekinach Bo, Heve, Kenikar. Since if you know that it was used, that's considered like it's recognizable that they were used and that they're not muktza, and therefore you can go and bring them in. Sivkot and Vav, Shekin Chubo, that they were already used, Hainu Meir of Shabbos, they were used previous to Shabbos, and therefore they were designated before Shabbos as being the equivalent of toilet paper. And this is true even if you didn't specifically designate Hinani Mukhar Mazuman to use this stone for wiping myself on Shabbos. Dim Yichadam, because if you did designate them for such, even Afilu Lo Kinach Behem Meyolim, if they're never used previously as wiping away the excrement, Mutalach Nisan Kamashirtsa, then you can bring them all in because they're not muktzah. They were designated for toilet paper. And the same thing would apply, the Mishnah Berurah tells us. Vuadin, Niyar Chalok, the same thing would apply with a plain piece of paper. Shemakbid olav, that normally he's makbid on this, not to waste it. The yesh bo, that it has in it mishum muktzah, and therefore is it a muktzah item. It has intrinsic value. He wouldn't use it normally for something like this, and therefore, if it's something that he's makbid on, it has a status of being muktzah. And therefore, gamkein mahani yichud mi'er Shabbos. But if you designated it before Shabbos, this will be my toilet paper, then that's acceptable. Now, Tishfut number 3 brings down the yichud zeh b'niyar chalok ha'omei l'ksiva. This is talking here about when you have a piece of paper that normally would be used for writing. So then Rabbi Akiva Eger's etzal brings down shetzaro sheyichadu likinuach li'olam. When you're designating this over here to use it this Shabbos of toilet paper, it must be a permanent designation likinuach li'olam. As we've already learned, it's not enough to designate something like this for just a one-time Shabbos usage, but it has to be a permanent change in its status, so it's not muktzah. However, Ravaz's etzal in the Shevet Alevi questions this, and he says, L'chora, it should certainly make sense, li'yachadu l'kinuch l'shabbos achas, that if you designate it for usage one Shabbos, you're never going to use this paper for anything else again. So therefore, it's as if you were designating it li'olam. However, he says, yitochin, maybe you can explain to Rekiva Eger that he's talking about a piece of paper that could somehow be used. You're only using part of the paper to wipe yourself, and the other part of the paper is still useful for something else. Again, today, Baruch Hashem, you can buy hundreds of pieces of paper for a relatively small amount. In those days, paper was quite expensive and had much more value to it. In any event, we continue in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says that al yedei zeh husa meyolav shei muktzu umut lachlu fevesekise kamashiyutze. If you designated the stones or the paper to be used, this toilet paper, so then you can bring in as much as you want. It doesn't have the status of muktzah. You can bring in as much as you would want on Shabbos itself. But if you didn't designate them, and now you're stuck, then you'd only be allowed to bring into the bathroom, the makeshift bathroom, the one-time bathroom that you have over here, enough stones or paper over here that you would use it for that one time, but you couldn't bring in more than was assumed to be needed for that one-time usage. And the Mishnah continues and he says, also Shabbos. Likewise, a person cannot tear paper on Shabbos. I ain't showing the Mishnah Berurah, and this will be discussed later on in Shin Mem, and we'll see that in the Mishnah Berurah over there as well. And we'll have time at the end of today's shiur to discuss this in Dirshu Foot number 4, where he talks about modern toilet paper usage on Shabbos. Let's first finish off the next Mishnah Berurah and the Ramah, and finish off this Sif inside, and then we'll do Dirshu Foot number 4. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin says Mutalachni. So also Ayin Leel B'Simin Gimel Sif Yudalep in Mishnah Berurah Sham. What we'll discuss over there, and here in Dirshu Foot number 6, he brings down that the Shulchan Aruch is going to say Shlo Yikaneach Odi Mitzroh Shikinech Bochavero. In general, a person shouldn't use a rock that somebody else had used to wipe himself, because that's considered a dangerous thing to do. However, if it's dried already or you're using a different part of the rock, then there's no such chashash. Again, with our modern understanding of transmission of infection, we can certainly understand why that would not be advisable. Now to do the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hagoy yeshomim dafka b'chotzer muta l'tata levonim." We're talking here, based upon Rashi, that it's only within an area that's allowed to be carried that you'd be allowed to move these stones. But if it was an issa derabbanan of carrying, then you wouldn't be allowed to do this according to this first opinion. However, the Ramah brings down the Yesh Omer. There is an alternative opinion. Dafilu b'karmelis l'rishus ha'yoch et nami shari. To go from a karmelis to rishus ha'yoch would also be permissible because it's only an issa derabbanan. Da'anami ino rak issa derabbanan. U'mishum kovad abriya sitiru. This is brought down in the name of Tosos and Hagos Mordechai, that this would be acceptable to do because you're only over in a derabbanan over here and there's no other choice. And kovad abriyos is able to negate a issa derabbanan. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Ches, he brings down the Cain Iker. We passing like this more lenient opinion that is brought down in the name of Tosos. And this is brought passing by the El Yerabim. Urshus Arabim Didon. And nowadays, our Rishus Arabim, which according to many people is not an Issa Daraisa Rishus Arabim, Avshal Abri Poskim Dino Kikamelis, has the halachic status of a Din Darabonon of a Karmelis, Mikom Mokom in Lahoka. One should not be lenient and carry rocks in this area, even the covered Brius. Now that we concluded Sif Aleph, we can go to Dirshufut number 4. He brings down from Shin Mem, Sif Katan Mem Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. Shakore Chatichos Nior Amanas L'Kaneach Zatzav Hen. If you tear up pieces of paper in order to wipe yourself, Chayv Mishum Issa Korea. That is an Issa. If you do this on Shabbos, of course, every Shabbos is a very smart thing to do. If you do this on Shabbos, then you have an Issa of tearing. Mimneshu Korea Amanas L'Sakim, because your tearing here has a purpose, and this would be an Issa Daraisa. In the next paragraph, he brings down what happens if a person finds himself in a bathroom and there is no cut toilet paper. You just have the roll of toilet paper and it's not cut. So what should a person do in that situation? You should take the end of the toilet paper and use it without tearing it. And you use whatever you need. It's still connected to the roll. Then you let it hang into the toilet. And then with the flushing of the toilet, it will hopefully tear itself, so to say, away from the connection to the rest of the roll of toilet paper that's still existent. And this way, you're not over korea. It, so to say, tears it by itself. He adds, if this did not happen, it doesn't tear. And it's in a public area, you just can't leave it like that. If it was in your own private home and you're the only one there, maybe you could leave it like that, but you can't leave it in a public bathroom. Then he says, because of covered abrios, you'd be allowed to tear it with a shinui. Go tear it in some non-normal way of tearing it. If you can't physically do this, so then he says, you have to use some cut paper. You can't tear it off from the roll in that way, as we just mentioned. So then Rav Nissan Karo Lishlita says, Bishum Kovad Abrius Mutal Lekro Asaniyar Bishinoi. Then you'd be allowed to go and tear the paper in a way that it's not the normal way that it's done. And he says, there's also the opinion of Yashiv Zatzal, Shemutal Lekro Bishinu Letzorach HaKinuch. You'd be allowed to tear toilet paper in some sort of a shinoi way, in a different way than usual, in order to wipe yourself because of Kovad Abrius. We'll have the discussion in Shin Mem as to whether it's preferable to tear it along the perforations or not. Many suggest that it's preferable not to tear it on the perforation, that's the normal way, and tear it in a place where it's not perforated. He then brings down the next paragraph. If a person wipes himself and he sees that there's blood in the toilet paper, is that a problem? So is it a problem of tzoveya? So many say it's not a problem of dyeing, coloring the paper, because this is derech lichluch. It's a disgusting way you're going to get rid of it, so it's not a concern of tzoveya. And it's certainly not something that you want. It's a psik ratio, the lo nichle klal. You have no interest in it, and therefore mishum kovad abrios yesh lahatir. It is permissible to go wipe yourself on Shabbos, even though you're going to get blood on the toilet paper if a person has hemorrhoids or some other condition. Others suggest it would be preferable to wipe it with water so you don't have this issue of tzoveya, but lemaisa, one would be allowed to wipe himself. Even if he knows there's going to be blood on it, it's not a problem. That concludes today's shir.